Welcome to Actish 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have another amazing artist. He is a 50-year-old actor who was in the corporate world for over 30 years. He made enough money and he has decided acting is my passion. He's got a wife. He's got kids. It's now time for him to pursue his acting. He's been doing it. He's got a lot of films out there. He's producing films. Why don't we give Christopher Gaunt a call to see what he has to offer you? His situation is similar to episode 134, where two men over 50, Geoffrey Gilbert and Christopher Phipps, both men over 50, pursuing their acting career, and that's what got me going. So I'm very interested to talk to Chris because we have a lot in common. So now let's give Chris a call and see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Chris, it's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you. How are you today?
Great. So I was telling the audience, your situation is kind of similar to mine, is I'm over 50 years old, and you're like, hey, enough of this making money and making a living and supporting everyone. It's my time.
Absolutely. You know, Johnny, first of all, thanks for the opportunity, and you're absolutely right. I really look at this as a guy that is in his 50s. I had an unbelievably wonderful, successful career in what I call big business for, 32 years, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
And then I knew that I was going to proactively depart at a certain time in my life. And my wife and I, kids agreed to that so that I could go pursue what I really wanted to do. I mean, there's several things in my life I wanted to get done. The first and foremost thing from a professional standpoint was act, and then also write and produce, all of which I've been able to do like a madman in the last 12 to 18 months. It's been literally nonstop. And I've had a blast every minute of the day doing that. It's been a total blast and a dream come true.
Somebody that's in the military, they have a certain work ethic. Are you taking that work ethic from your corporate world into like this producing world as well?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, I worked for one company for all 32 years. Hmm. It was a large Fortune 100 or 500 company, $80 billion company. And literally the way I always viewed my career for 32 years, Johnny, was every day is Super Bowl Sunday. And that was kind of the mantra that was drilled into our heads. A very young man that was drilled into my head. My dad had that work ethic. I grew up with that work ethic, started working as a young man, and then all worked my way through college and then hired through college and then spent, 30 plus years with this large company. That was fantastic and really taught me, Johnny, that really deep sense of pride and work ethic. And I knew when I proactively departed that I was going to take that work ethic with me every single day, whether it's 12, 16, 18 hours a day, because I love it, just like I love the business world, and apply that ethic to this business, because it is a business. Acting is a business. Producing is a business. Screenwriting is a business. And I do think that work ethic has served me well on a number of different fronts.
Wow.
It served me well in terms of, getting a part, that stick-to-itiveness that's needed. It served me well grinding through the, screenplay writing process. And if you've written, you know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's really helped on the production side or the producing side, because that business acumen has followed me. And I think that reputation has helped me get in front of folks that want me to help produce their work. And the cool thing about that you can produce work, and then also, if you're fortunate enough, you can be in that work that you're producing.
Awesome.
So it's a nice kill two birds with one stone. And I'm taking that similar approach, Johnny, with writing. So I'm writing some things that I really enjoy writing with the objective of ideally being in those pieces, and then also having the chance to produce them, cast them, and have them come to life the way I envision them coming to life when I'm writing whatever piece I'm working on at the time. So to answer your question, yes.
You're taking control, basically.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, it's one of those things where you can be controlled by the situation or a set of circumstances, or you can do your best to buckle the chin strap, football analogy, learn as much as you can learn, quick amount of time as possible, and then go for it. And I'm one of those guys, Johnny, that when I go for it, I really go for it.
That's cool.
And if my wife and kids were here with me, they would be chuckling, because I don't kind of dip my toes in halfway. I go all in. And I think when you really dive into the deep end, you're forced to learn to swim very quickly.
That's true.
And you either sink or swim. And I chose to swim, and I'll continue to do that. And the other thing is, I really like to help others in my circumstance, man or woman in their 50s that wants to do something else. It's never too late to chase and pursue the things you want to do in life. If you're willing to work your tail off, and I mean really work with a vengeance, that work ethic, because you're going to have some lumps and bumps and ups and downs along the way, but that's okay. You have that in any career that you chase, and you just have to know that going into this profession and grind it out, and good things can happen if you stick with it and you're prepared and you work your tail off.
Right. So behind behind every successful person, there's a successful partner. So how important is your wife as far as supporting you and helping you be successful?
Incredibly supportive. So my wife and I, we've been together over 30 years.
Wow.
And we're entering our 30th year of marriage. We'll be married for 30 years in June. First of all, what an important person she is in my life and what a special person she is to put up with me, because again, it's go, go, go with me 24/7. And she is almost yin and yang, right? So she's much more calm and she just kind of puts me in perspective. So if I'm going off, she can kind of reel me in.
Wow.
As a result of that support, I was able to really build a fairly nice resume in a fairly short amount of time. But more importantly, we had great experiences that we can share for a lifetime together.
Yeah. So I know this all success is kind of like recent, but I'm sure this started probably like when you were like under 10 years old or something. What was your draw to the acting? Why did you want to be an actor?
Oh my gosh. That's a great question. So my family and anyone that would come and visit our family, we were affectionately known as the Rerun family, because as we were chatting around the table or as we're outside playing sports or doing anything else, every single discussion, Johnny, and I mean everyone, in a relatively short amount of time would come to what terrific television series are we watching? What terrific films have we seen? How could we have cast that differently? What could we have done differently? What did we like about it? What were the opportunity areas in the script or the way it was portrayed? So from a very young person, and I mean very young, I have probably the most fond memories of family time was spending it in the movie theater and then also live theater as well. And then when I was, I think I was in 7th or 8th grade, I got a chance to do my first play, which was a musical. Couldn't sing, couldn't dance, could act a little bit. So I remember my music teacher giving me the opportunity to say a few lines and be in the production. And it was a play called, or a musical, So This Is Paris. I'll never forget it, but absolutely loved the whole process. All of those endorphins really came to the surface when I was in front of folks acting and doing something I really like to do. So I've loved it since I've been old enough to love something.
So how did you progress to where you are now? Because I know you're like getting money for films, producing films, and maybe even directing or something. When you first started, whether it was an extra work or a stand-in gig, and take us from where you started to where you are now, like give us a roller coaster ride of that.
Oh my gosh. And what a roller coaster ride it's been. So it starts not even that long ago, but I met a gentleman named Shane Alden, and he runs a production company called New Light Media. And Shane was casting for a film that just launched on Amazon Prime called Catching Up. It's a cute 15-minute film. And as I was meeting Shane, he was helping me put together a clip for my personal reel.
Cool.
He said, you know, I think you'd be really good as one of our characters in Catching Up called Brian. It's a cute movie. The actor Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell, we got him to do a part in it. It's
nice.
A terrific film. It's on Amazon Prime. I offered my services to help him produce the film as well. And then we brought it to life, which is terrific. And to see that go from, again, an idea or a script to now a film playing on Amazon Prime, that's kind of exciting.
It is.
So that kind of got me into the acting piece as well as casting, or in this case, co-casting, and then producing. And then from there, once you kind of have that credit, Johnny, then it really snowballs. And I was able to link up with a terrific acting teacher, Laura Lee Ecobelli.
Yeah.
She runs the Blue Horse Repertory Theater Company in Troy, New York. I started taking more serious acting lessons with her. She was casting for a movie called La Transition, or The Transaction, a great period piece, early 1900s, where folks are coming across the pond from Italy. And it actually details her grandmother and two sisters coming from Italy into Ellis Island in the early 1900s. So this is a black and white silent film I was in and also helped produce. And that is being seen internationally and domestically at a ton of film festivals. And that's getting really good traction. She's also has a feature script called Chickadee, Johnny,
right,
which she's asked me to produce. And now we're seeking funding for Chickadee. And that's a much larger budget. That's a $3.2 million budget.
Wow.
We have a 2-time Emmy Award winning director signed on to that project named Sylvia Kaminer. It's interesting that it all starts coming together. And I'm pretty good about staying in touch with those that have supported me because I want to support them. And then it just starts to snowball and you make those connections, and connections hopefully for life, or as long as I continue to do this, which God willing will be the rest of my life. So it's been a blast.
So all this has happened since the spring of 2018. So very short, right? Is that correct?
Johnny, it's been about a year, 12 to 16 months. And it's been, I don't know, I'm losing track, 7 or 8 films, several commercials, a really cool music video by a great group called Turnover, which I love. So yeah, it's all happened within 12 to 16 months.
And how'd you get all that work? Are you getting this like just through connections, or do you have an agent, or is it online casting, or how do you get those gigs to start?
Great question. I did it a couple of ways. One, I do have an agent. He's a nice man in Albany, New York. His name is James Pintotti, and he's Albany talent. However, James is more modeling and more local upstate New York work.
Right.
So John, Johnny, I'm on Backstage, I'm on Actors Access, I'm on New York Castings, I'm on Boston Castings, I'm on All Casting, and I'm on Explore Talent. And I play characters from 40 to 55. That's typically where I'm cast. So whether it's a student film or an independent film or a feature film or a commercial, I'm applying for that. And I've done hundreds and hundreds of self-tapes. I've done so many auditions, you know, live auditions, I'm losing track. But it's one of those, it's a baseball analogy in my mind. The more times you're up at the plate and you're taking a swing, you will connect.
That's true.
And I'll give you one quick example that may help, you know, the audience feel empowered. One example that's a week old. So last week or the week before, I did 6 self-tape auditions. I had 4 no's. I had one call me back and say, you've made it to the final cut. We'll keep you posted. I did not get that role, but I got a role from a callback that I auditioned for Lifetime in New York on Wednesday. And I found out Friday that I secured that role. And it's a lead role for a nice independent film shot by a terrific young screenwriter and director, Natasha Kaminsky. You know, to have one almost or near gig and then one secured out of 6 tries, that's kind of what you're looking at, I think, in this business, just to be brutally honest.
That's pretty good, actually.
Right. You're not going to win them all. So I think when your audience is listening to this, it's like, hey, guys, you know, it's not that failure is a good thing, but you can learn from that. You can always learn from something, and then you can learn from your successes. But I think oftentimes you can learn more from your no's. But no is a part of this business, as you know, Johnny. You're going to hear no. So just get used to that. Not that you have to like it, but you're going to hear no. But I do think, and this sounds maybe a little corny, but I do think when you hear the no's, the yeses are so much more sweet and so much more powerful. Because when you hear that yes, that gives you that energy, that boost to carry on and say, you know what, I believe that I can make this happen. And oftentimes you hear no for very subjective reasons. You're not tall enough. You're not thin enough. You're not muscular enough. You don't have too much hair, not enough hair. So things that you can't control. So for me, it's been control what you can control. Do your absolute best. Become a master of self-tape. Become a really good auditioner. Get really comfortable in front of the camera. Know your stuff. Don't go in with ego, but go in with confidence and then try to outshine and be the right person that they're looking for. But you will hear no, but you will hear yes as well.
So my other question for you is, so it sounds like financially you're okay. And it seems like money you make, you wrote somewhere where you give back to like 3 nonprofits. Can you talk about that?
I do. A couple of things. One is even I'm giving back on the film piece. So I'm trying to, anything I make on the film side so far, I'm reinvesting back in either my own projects or in others that I believe in. One is called WOOFS, W-O-O-F-S, WOOFS for Warriors. And Johnny, we find dogs that have been displaced throughout the country, all over, primarily in the Southeast, find ways to shuttle them north. And we link those dogs up with U.S. veterans that have served our country, men and women that are suffering extreme PTSD or traumatic brain injury. The other is called North Country Wild Care. I'm a huge domestic and wildlife guy. So as an example, my wife and I will get a call. I will go out and we'll rescue a baby deer that still is with its mother who's been hit by the side of the road. Mm-hmm. We'll capture the baby deer. We take it, we transport it, we take it to a rehabber, and all the animals that we transport and rehab, 100% of those animals, the intention, Johnny, is to get those back into the wild. So I man that hotline several times a month. I think I'm on call, I don't know, 5 or 6 times this month.
Wow.
For 4-hour shifts.
Wow. What's the third one?
The third one's called Amanda's House. And that is think of that as kind of a Ronald McDonald scenario, Ronald McDonald House scenario, where
right.
It's linked up with our local hospital, Glens Falls Hospital. It's a terrific 3-bedroom home where my wife helping it on the inside and I help do, you know, the lawn work and maintenance and things like that on the outside. And it's great for families that are in need.
That's amazing. So if somebody wanted to find more information about you and what you're all about, where would they find you online?
Yeah, they can find me online. Instagram, I'm gaunt.dj. I have an IMDb page. You can find my YouTube channel at Christopher Gaunt, Chris Gaunt Facebook. So I would say Instagram, IMDb, YouTube, Facebook. I'm on all the social media platforms. And then also all the actor portals, Johnny, I mentioned Backstage, Actors Access, New York Castings, Boston Castings, All Casting, Explore Talent. I'm on them all.
So in closing, is there just anything else you want to blast out there or promote or any advice you want to give or anything you want to say? The stage is yours.
The only other thing I would say is when you have the opportunity, be prepared and take it and be gracious and be humble and ask questions. Try to learn from the successes and perhaps you even learn more from what you determine not to be a success or a failure, but you can learn just as much as that. The other thing that that I'm a huge proponent on is whether you get the gig or you don't, if you can reach out through a personal email or contact and send them some sort of response. Thank you for the opportunity. I'd love to hear more or constructive critique. Or, geez, if we can't work together on this project, I'd love to work with you on another project because it seems like we're kind of swimming in the same lane, the same direction. And for whatever reason, maybe you didn't get cast if it's an acting gig you're going for. But gosh, I mean, there's so many opportunities out there. Be humble, be aggressive in a good, positive way. Be confident, but not egotistical. And say thank you. Say thank you, because this is a hard job. And really enjoy the successes. When you have a success, relish the success and enjoy that. Really enjoy the journey, because it's maybe tough to get another one. So love it while you're doing it.
All right. Hey, Christopher, thank you so much for being my very special guest today. I couldn't not wait to talk to you, just because I'm in a similar situation as you. And I just love the second act. I just absolutely love it. I love that you shared your story. I know there's someone out there listening going, wait a minute, I'm over 50. I've always wanted to do that. If Chris can do it, I can do it too. So thank you for being my very special guest today with your enlightening stories.
Thank you, Johnny, for having me. I enjoyed every minute of it, and I really appreciate the opportunity. And hopefully you and I can work together one day very soon.
Yeah, I can be your stand-in. I look just like you.
We do look a lot alike. I think we have the exact same hairstyle.
We do. All right, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being my guest. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny. You were awesome.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Wow. Does anybody feel lazy? I sure do. The Energizer Bunny's got nothing on Christopher Gaughan. This guy can go. Wow. So coming up in a couple of weeks, there's shebangs. Yep, you guessed it. It's William Hung. I met him at the podcast festival in Orlando, Florida, and he agreed to come on my show. He's now a motivational speaker. You don't want to miss that one. Now, remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Overcast, Podcast, Castro, CastBox, Podchaser, or wherever, please like, share, subscribe, download, embed, and most importantly, if you could, leave a comment or a review. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform you, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. you for tuning in to Actors Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.